about being a good boy.
Next week, so our schedule is going to change a little bit to accommodate that. Quadruple duty. So please get on the floor and pray for him now. No. Keep him in your prayers. He's got him and Jeanette have a transition happening, and we want to support them in that. So new schedules in the bulletin, and so put that on your fridge so we all know. Then we have discipleship training. Each one disciple one for our ministry focus for 2017. We'll be talking more about that. Audience of one will be here Christmas morning. So they're going to rock us out for Christmas morning. So Rob is part of that. And we're excited about that. So bring your friends, neighbors, pull people off the street. We don't care. Just get them in here. So also, we want to thank everyone who came to the Christmas walk and helped out. And I'm going to let... That was amazing. Oh, my gosh. The variety of cookies I tasted. I had one bite, and then gave it to Jason. And Jason had to leave early because he was going into sugar shock. But anyways, so that was fun. Anyways, I'll turn it over to you.
Oh, you need that.
What a wonderful evening it was, Fred and I, for those of you who were able to be here. For those of you who made cookies and sent them on ahead, thank you so much. We have a few cookies left over. What I was most, I guess, surprised by, but also really thankful for was, you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas, the Peanuts cartoon? We had that playing here, and it was a beautiful thing to see people come in. And you know, Charlie Brown reads right from the Gospel of Luke.
Yes.
There were shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night, and an angel. I mean, and I got goosebumps every time. Of course, it played several times, but I got goosebumps every time that scripture came on, because there were people sitting here. And you know, to be really real, there were folks here, I'm sure, that maybe are not thinking about Jesus during Christmas. And what a great opportunity for us to kind of bring them in a little closer, amen,
amen,
to what Jesus has meant for us. May he be praised. Well, we praise you, Lord. Let's pray, and then Jacinia will read a verse here as we hear our call to worship. Father, we love you today. Thank you for the snow. It is beautiful. We feel so blessed. We're a little nervous about what the roads are going to be like. But Lord, right now, thank you for the warmth in our heart. Thank you for the friendships that we are renewing here this morning. But Lord, most of all, thank you that we can worship you today. And Lord, we really do desire that you get into our hearts and just work us over, Lord. We realize that that's where the growth is, that's where the peace is, and it may get a little worse before it gets better, as you call us to agree with you, and we learn that we give things up in those times, things that we're better off not having anyway. Lord, we are thankful today that in the place of the things that aren't as valuable, you replace exponentially with things with more value into our lives. And we praise you for that, Lord. So today, this great exchange, help us be totally in for it today, Lord. Praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will praise you, O Lord, with all of my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple, and I will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you exalted above all things, your name and your word.
Let's stand together and sing. Oh, come on.
Oh,
to worship. Father, as we quiet our hearts before you, we realize that we may have come with some preconceived notions about what you're going to say, how you're going to act today in our lives. And that's just getting washed away. As we realize you're doing a new thing. You did a new thing in Mary's life, a new thing in Elizabeth and Zachariah's life. And it's surprising. But Lord, we welcome it. And we thank you for what you're doing now. It's all for you, Jesus, and it's all of you. In Jesus' name. There's nothing worth more than we'll ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're hardly alone. Your presence is more. I've tasted.
or demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you.